Page 115. Conversation. Exercises 4A and 4B.
What's wrong, Sam? You look really down in the dumps.
My grandmother passed away over the weekend.
Oh, Sam, that's awful. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thanks. I'm really going to miss her. She was such a positive influence in my life.
Was it sudden?
No, she had been sick for a while with a heart condition.
That's terrible. It sounds like you were really close.
Yes, we were. She had such a great attitude toward life. Even when she knew she was dying, she never felt sorry for herself. She was grateful for the life she had led and was always encouraging me to follow my dreams.
This must be so hard. She sounds like a really special person.
She was. She always said that the secret to a happy life was living each day as if it were your last. And she really lived up to that philosophy. Even at the end, when she was in pain, she maintained a positive attitude. She was often the one consoling us rather than the other way around.
She sounds wonderful. What was her life like?
Oh, it was full of adventure. She was a war reporter and traveled all over the world. She always said that's what taught her to savor the small things in life.
Wow, that's really interesting. You'd think that seeing all that death and destruction firsthand would have affected her outlook on life.
It did, but maybe not in the ways you'd expect. She could always find an uplifting story in the middle of the darkest situation. Despite her work, or maybe because of it, she never lost her compassion or her fundamental belief in the goodness of others.
It must be really hard for you, losing her.
It definitely is, but not just for me. In the past few days, we've heard from literally hundreds of people whose lives she touched in some way. It's been so gratifying to hear all of their stories.
I can imagine. Well, please accept my condolences and be sure to let me know if there's anything I can do.
Thanks, Aria. I will.